Part 4, Chapter 8, The Preaching of the Gospel. We are allowed to explain to you yet another aspect of the miraculous mystery of salvation. Now, we have reached a point in the development of the magnetic field of our school in which two rays of the Seven Spirit have clearly revealed themselves, the ray of the faculty and the ray of the light. Every pupil who has succeeded in acquiring the treasures of the new attitude of life has become a possessor of the developing powers of the Seven Spirit. Everything such a pupil possesses can and should be employed in due course in the service of the great work. We have already told you that by the fundamental Gnostic radiation, which now emanates from the magnetic body of the school, a new means of revelation has developed in the service of the school, a calling, awakening, radiation. It is to be understood that this refers only to the single fundamental radiation. However, when presently more pupils really participate in the Seven Spirit, and this force liberates itself in them, they will be able to work with the rays that in turn manifest themselves in them. Then the work will be vivified in a new way by the workers. With a view to this coming development, the school is actually still in its infancy. In the next decades, the modern spiritual school will be in a position to unfold great power. You can form an idea of this if you reflect on the Bible. It is clearly stated in the Acts of the Apostles what the first Christian community was able to do when allowed to work with the Holy Spirit. When our works are allowed to speak and act out of the Holy Spirit, not a single potential soul being who approaches our working field will be able to escape. Then the workers will not come with only their enthusiasm, their desire to work, their love for the school and their insight into the philosophy. No, then they will come with power. If only the second faculty, the birth of the light of God, begins to dawn in you, you will become fully able to be active through the Holy Spirit. You will then be able to put transfiguristic magic into practice. You can imagine what will happen then. The one who lives out of the light birth of God, while the new soul power fills his entire being, is able to put the first faculty directly into practice. When we enter the spiritual school and are taken up into its magnetic field, the first aspect of the Holy Spirit, the Gnostic power, is breathed in via the sternum and it becomes the first faculty. It drives into the blood and into a part of the nervous system and it ignites the fourth candelabrum in the head sanctuary. At first, we can only use it for self-realization to penetrate with its help into the second faculty, the birth of the light of God. However, as soon as this light birth of God begins to develop within us, we can use the first faculty in the service of many seekers. Then, with that faculty, we will go out into the working field of the school to fish souls out of the sea of life. It is easy to imagine to what end all this will lead when once, as a group, we are able to practice it. We too shall then achieve what the brothers and sisters of the past brotherhoods were able to accomplish. In this respect, a corner of the veil is lifted for us in the Gospels. Just think of the last part of the Gospel according to Mark. There it is said, "Go into the world and preach the Gospel to all creatures." Orthodox Christendom has interpreted this as follows. The Gospels are recorded in a book, though a holy book, and people must go out to all the regions of the earth to preach out of that book. But that is not meant in the Gospel. The Gospel is a principle of power, and to spread the Gospel is to cause power among the people, to go out armored with that power to all the regions of the world. So the Gospel, according to Mark, continues, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved." Just think of what we said earlier. We saw what it means to be a baptized Christian in the true sense of the word. It means to experience in one's own self the Johannini principle, the first faculty. When, in complete faith, we allow this faculty to work within us so that the birth of the light of God may break through, we will enjoy great bliss. Orthodox Christianity understands this expression as follows. If only you believe what has been spoken to you outwardly, if only you are baptized with the outward symbolic sign of baptism, you will acquire bliss after you have died. Now you will realize that this statement is absolutely wrong. When, called by the fundamental radiation, you approach the spiritual school in full confidence, causing the Gnostic radiation to enter into you and you are consequently baptized, then, with faithful perseverance, salvation is bound to become yours. For salvation means, among other things, self-realization according to the divine plan of salvation, the new birth in the universal light. In this sense, salvation means to be raised into the light birth of God. When you stand in the light birth full of faith and in the sign of the inner baptism, charged with inner power, then you will be able to cast out demons. You will speak in new tongues. You will pick up serpents. And if you drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt you. You will lay your hands on the sick and they will be healed.